Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you so much for connecting with us during this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you so much for joining. Give us a couple more minutes and we're going to get started. Thank you for holding. Do we have any prayer requests at this time? Are there any prayer requests that anyone would like to share with us at this time before we get started? And again, we want to make sure that we are, of course, continuing to pray for our nation in this time of pandemic, just believing God that things are turning, praying for the safety and the health of us all during this time, and just wisdom on what to do, when, and how. And we want to continue to pray for our economy. And so we bless the Lord this morning for the opportunity to go before him in prayer. Intercessors that are on the call, please share your name for me.
Pauline.
Good morning.
Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Make sure I have all the lines open.
I have a bad connection. I think I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
And call back.
Okay. Sounds good. Was that all of the intercessors that were on the call? Thank you, Lord.
Belinda, I'm here. I'm not. This is Cheryl. Good morning. I will be
good morning.
Good morning. I'll just be listening at this time.
I'm sorry, say it again, Cheryl.
I said I'm here, but I will be just listening in at this moment.
Okay, all right. And let's please continue to keep I have a prayer request, of course, continue to pray for our ministry and our new location and just a wisdom on when to launch and reopen. So keep us lifted for that. We are finally doing online services, so that's working out well. But just wisdom on when to launch in that particular neighborhood. So pray for us. We're going to go ahead and get started on this morning, and we're going to ask Pauline to open us up this morning, and then Sharon to follow, and then I will do the closeout, and we can stay within 10, maybe 15 minutes, since we have at least an hour. So between 10 to 15 minutes during this time of intercessory prayer, if you would mark time for me, and let's go before the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the ability, Lord God, to rise this morning, recognizing, God, that we are in a space and a time when many people don't have this opportunity. Father God, we forever lift our hands to you, God. We lift our voices to you collectively and individually, saying thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your mercies, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, God, for extending your hand towards us, God. Oh, Father God, we just celebrate you this morning, for it is in you we live, we move, we have our being. Oh, God, we just honor you this morning, and we're forever grateful, God, for all your mercies towards us. Father God, we thank you on this morning, Lord God, and we come because you bid us to come. You said to come boldly to the throne of grace, and we're going to find grace to help in time of need. And God, if there's ever a time we need you, it's now. Oh, God, Father God, Lord God, your word admonished us, Lord God, about perilous times, but our psyche could never perceive such a time. Our minds could never grasp these types of things that we have to live through. And so, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus on this morning, God, to cover our minds. Father God, we ask you for the mind of Christ, to let this mind be in us as it was in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Father God, we're asking you, God, for strength to carry us through from day to day. Oh, Father God, there are times, God, when it seemed, Lord God, as though, Lord God, we are living in the days of Job, God, that before one bad news is even fully digested, here comes another and another and another, God. And then on top of that, God, this is not just domestically, this is not just privately, God, but this is globally. And so, God, we call on the global God this morning, the omniscient, omnipotent God, the God that answers by fire, the God, Lord God, that speaks, God, and there was a rumble in the earth, God, and God, Lord God, your voice carried on the waters, God. Oh, God, the God that said, let there be, and there was. We call on that God this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we pull on your anointing this morning, and we're asking you to intervene and intercede this morning in the atmosphere. God, we come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just like the woman with the issue of blood, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, when we've tried everything, God, and the scientists are confused, God, and the politicians don't really know what to make of, God, what's going on. Father God, oh God, everybody, God, is in the days of one way or the other, but God, we pull on you this morning. Oh God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, before anything existed, you exist, God. Oh, my God, you are the double-breasted one. And, God, when there was nobody to swear by, you swore by yourself. Oh, God, and you've declared in the atmosphere, God, in the heavens and in the earth, that all power belongs to you. And so, God, we pull on the all-powerful, almighty God, the God, Lord God, that was prophesied years ago, hundreds of years before you came on the scene in the person of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that the governments of this world will be on your shoulder, and you're going to turn it whithersoever you will. So God, we call on you today, God, to turn some things in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we call on you, God, to strengthen the people, God, strengthen the saints of God. Father God, in these last and closing days, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you strengthen our faith. Oh, Father God, there are times, God, when we know what your words say, God, but God, even as the man in the scriptures declared, God, I believe, but God, help thou my unbelief. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to help us. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us. Help us in our weak areas, God. Help us, God, in our frailty, God. Help us. Oh, God, for Lord God, when we're weak, we're going to say that we're strong. And God, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to lift up, God, those petitions that were made known, God. Father God, we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every scientist, God, that's assigned, God, to this pandemic. Oh, God, every researcher, God. Oh, my God. Father God, we lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. God, they cannot do anything without you. Oh, God, man's intellect pale, God. Oh, God, except they get the wisdom of God, they're lost. And so, God, we lift them up before you, God. Oh, God, we're praying, God, for solutions, God. We're praying for the body of Christ this morning, God. Oh, God, because sometimes it seems like the church is asleep, God. And God, even when we should be praying, we're sleeping. And God, we hear, Lord God, in the scriptures, God, when you went
through the Garden of Gethsemane, you said to your disciples, can't you just pray with me for an hour? Oh, God, but they fell asleep. And God, Lord God, you're loving God. You understand the frailty of man. You understand, God. Oh, God, the makeup of man. But, God, we're asking you this morning, God, oh, God, to energize the church again, God. Renew a right spirit on the inside, God. Father God, help us to cry out to you night and day, God, because we need you, God, in this last and closing days. Oh, God, we've already, God, lost over 1 million people globally, God, to this pandemic, God. Oh, God, Jesus, suddenly, God, and then death came in. Oh, God, and men and women are going into eternity, God, many lost without you. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that while we're inviting them to church, God, that we invite them to Christ. Oh, God, because we don't know, Lord God, if they're going to make it to the next church day. But, God, we know, Lord God, that if we lead them to Christ right then and then, God, oh, my God, they will not be lost. Father God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus to give us boldness, God, in this last and closing days, God, that we're not going to bite our tongue, God, and we're not going to hide to pray. Oh, God, God, that when we run into people that need prayer, God, that we're going to pray right there and then and don't put it off, because tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, give us a spirit of boldness, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, help us to tap into heaven, God. Oh, God, we honor you this morning. We say that your word is this morning. Oh, God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God, it is you who established it on the flood. Oh, God, when nothing existed, God, you came, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, son, put this world in its place. And so, God, sometimes, God, we get full of ourselves, God, as human beings, and we think it's the reverse, as if we made you. And, God, we do what we want to do when we want to do it, God. And, Lord God, sometimes if we feel like giving you a time, God, we give you a couple minutes and go about our day. But, God, today, Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive us for our sins, God. Oh, God, we recognize, God, that if you speak, God, we can die, and if you speak, we can live. We recognize, God, that just one touch, God, and we will be no more. Oh, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to keep us, God. Keep us, God. Keep our minds together, God. Keep our hearts together. Oh, God, help us to set our affections on things above, God, and not on things on this earth. Oh, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus to remember the pastors and leaders, God, in this dispensation, God, of time that we're living in. Oh, my God, that they will pick up, Lord God, what is in the spirit, God. Oh, my God, that there's a paradigm shift that has already taken place, Lord God, in the spirit realm. Oh, my God, Jesus, and it will not be like before. Oh, God, when we're preaching about cars and houses and lands. Oh, my God, and every material thing when souls are dying. Oh, Father God, when we're not preaching about hell, Lord God, and what is to come if we escape so great a salvation. Father God, we are asking you in the name of Jesus, God, to let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you this morning. God, we praise you this morning. We ask you to remember the saints of God, Lord God. Oh, God, around the globe, God, those that are on their faces, even now, God, in prayer, we ask you, God, to cover them. We ask you to shield them, God, from the hand of the enemy this morning. Oh, God, we ask you even now, God, to remember, Lord God. Oh, God, the host of this hour, God, and the work that you have called and given to her hands to do, we are asking you, God, to cover it. We are asking you, God, Lord God, to strengthen her, God, for the task that she has to undertake. Oh, my God, Jesus, we're asking you this morning, God. Oh, God, that you give her, Lord God, wisdom, God, when to open, God, the sanctuary, God. Lord God, oh, Father God, we're asking you this morning, Lord God, for a covering over her life. Father God, we're asking you that while in prayer, God, that you're going to show her, God, where you're taking her, where you want her to go. Oh, my God, Jesus, we're going to ask you this morning, God, oh, God, to help us. Help us, God. Help us in our conversations, God. Help us, God. Help us. Oh, God, that we're not speaking, Lord God, death when you're speaking life. God, help help our words, God, to line up, God, with the word, God, that's coming out of heaven. Oh, my God, Jesus, we thank you that when you saw the dead angel, oh, God, when the dead angel passed by, God, and the people saw the dead angel that moved in obedience, God, that they escaped. And so, God, we're asking you, God, let the spirit of obedience, God, be our portion in this day, God, that whatever you've assigned to us to do, God, that we're going to do it. Oh, God, without fear, Lord God of men. Oh, God, help us, help us, help us to do thy will, oh, God, in the earth. God, help us, God, this morning. We pray for those, God, who are sick and shut in, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be dear Jehovah Rapha this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, when you ran into the woman with the issue of blood, oh, my God, she pulled on your power, God, and you delivered. Oh, my God, you said you felt power, Lord God, that left your body. So, God, we pull on the power of God this morning, God, and we're asking you to deliver us, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, God, from every vice, God, that we got caught up in. God, deliver us from generational curses, God, that run through our lineage. Oh, my God, Jesus, some of us comes from lineage, God, full of rebellion. Oh, my God, that there's no law that's established, God, that we feel we have to obey. And so, God, we see them in the streets even now. And they're raising their fists, God, demanding, God, that things be open, even if this is for our own protection. My God, we come against every rebellious spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, deliver us, God. Deliver us, God, from idolatry, God. Deliver us, God, from addictions, God. Whatever is, Lord God, is prone to our lineage, God. Whatever weakness, God, that is running through our family lineage, God, we ask you for deliverance on this morning. Oh, God, deliver us, God, Lord God. Oh, God, from evil this morning. Oh, my God, we know that the enemy of our soul can mask himself as an angel of light. Oh, God, what kind the devil is this, that he's able to transform himself into an angel of light. God, help us. Give us discernment in this time that we're living in, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we're not looking at the external, oh God, but we'll be tapped into the spirit, God, that no matter how the enemy shows up, that we'll see him. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we ask you this morning for your delivering power, for your keeping grace. Oh God, we thank you this morning for all that you are and for what you're doing even now. Father God, we thank you for every intercessor on this line, and not just this line only, God, but wherever they are gathered in prayer this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, whether they gathered collectively, Lord God, as we are, God, or individually on their faces. Oh, Father God, we're asking you, God, for keeping power. We're asking you, God, for another infilling of the Holy Ghost, God, in this season that we're living in. Oh, God, give us fresh fire, God, and burn out anything that does not resemble you out of our lives in the name of Jesus. God, disconnect us from people, God, who don't mean us any good. Oh, God, Jesus, disconnect us, God, from those, Lord God, who give ungodly counsel. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we are asking you to keep us. And God, when we hear the trump of God sound, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first, God, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. And so, God, we are praying in the name of Jesus, God, that nothing, God, shall by any means, God, beset that from coming to pass. Oh, God, that no one will stand in our way, God. Oh, God, that will hinder our salvation. Oh, God, we ask these blessings this morning. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh, God, for this day. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us the privilege to be in the land of the living. We thank you, oh, God, that you have kept us, oh, God, through the valley experiences, through the mountain experiences. God, you have been gracious unto us. And so this morning we come to thank you, to praise you, to give you glory and honor and praise. You are our great God. You are our holy God, our wonderful God, our ever-present God. You are the God that sits high, and you are our God that looks low. You see all things, oh God, and we thank you. We thank you for being a merciful God. We thank you, oh God, for being a powerful God. We thank you, oh God, for being a God that shows up. You have provided for us. You've protected us, oh God. And so this morning, we don't take it for granted, but we come to tell you thank you. It could have been us, oh God, but you have been gracious unto us. Oh God, we thank you that you've kept us, oh God, from even this COVID virus. You've kept our family members. God, thank you. Thank you, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, you're gracious and good unto us. And so this morning, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you, oh God, for being kind. Thank you, ordaining us. Thank you for providing for us, oh God. And thank you, oh God, for hiding us and protecting us, oh God. We thank you this morning, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We just want to pause this morning and say that you are our God. You are our great God. You are our holy God. You are the merciful God, the great I am, the God that has all power in your hands. You're that omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient God. You're the all-knowing God. There's nothing that you don't know. There's nothing, oh God, that we can hide from you. There's nothing, oh God, that's greater than you. And so, God, this morning, we bow to your sovereignty. We bow to our powerful, almighty God, our excellent God. Oh God, so this morning as we come thanking you and praising you, we're also asking you to forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, for all unrighteousness, every thought, every deed, every intention of our heart, oh God, that may not line up with your will and your way. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for anything that we may have pleased you within this week, within this day. Oh, God, within this hour, forgive us, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God, for those things of our past that we may not have asked you for forgiveness for. God, this moment we ask for forgiveness. We're asking for your mercy. We're asking you, oh, God, that you would have mercy on us, that you would hear our prayer, and God, you would hear our call and our cry on this morning. And so, God, because you are so great and you're the God that have created us, oh God, we're asking you that you would help us, that you would deal with us, oh God, while we are in this pandemic, oh God, while we are in a place of confusion, while we're in a place, oh God, where we need to stand still and see your salvation. Help us, oh God. Help us as your people, as a creation who you have created, who have disobeyed you and walked away from your will and did not uphold your standards and broke your commandments. Help us, God. Help us, oh God, to get back on track. Help us, oh God, to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Help us, oh God, to be who you have created us to be. And so, God, as we are standing in this place where we have been commanded to go in our homes, oh God, and to shelter amongst our own families, God, we're asking you to give us direction. Yet man is saying, come out. But God, you have said to go in. So God, we need your direction in this hour and in this time like never before. God, we don't want to go to the left when you are calling us to go to the right. So we're asking you, oh God, that you would speak. Oh God, that you would show us, that you would direct us, that you would help us, that you would teach us, oh God. And so, God, this morning, we are certainly lifting ourselves up to you. We're lifting up the the church unto you. We're lifting up the body of Christ unto you. We're lifting up our community, oh God. We're lifting up our family unto you, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are lifting up families, oh God. We know that families you have created. And so, God, we are lifting up families, for families make up our community, and families make up the church, oh God, and families are your gift. And so, God, this morning, as your people, we are lifting up families. We are calling, oh God, that you would be our God, that you would touch, oh God, that you would break us so that you can make us all over again. That, God, you would touch the head, the father, the husband, the son, oh God, the brother, that you would touch that male member of the family, oh God, and you would deal with him explicitly. God, you created him to be the head, and God, we realize that he has fallen from his place and his position. But God, this morning we're asking you for mercy, that you would grant it unto them, oh God, and give them another opportunity to get it in their rightful divine place in which you have called and created him to be. So God, we speak in the atmosphere that every prophet and priest and king would get in its divine place on this morning, that he, oh God, will become the man that you call to be, that God, he will put you first and in your place in his life and in his family and in his home. And so, God, we ask that you would break the hand of the enemy on this morning on the lives of our men, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would deliver and set the captive free, that you would break the strongholds, that you would destroy the chains, oh God, that you would loose him and cause him, oh God, to find himself in you. We pray, oh God, even as we are in sheltering in place, that the man would rise up and be the head of the home, that he would be the provider and the protector, oh God, that he would find his place in you so he can find his place in his home. God, we are praying this morning for the men everywhere, for the men to be the example to his sons, for the men, oh God, to be a husband to his wife, for the man, oh God, to be a son to his mother, for the male child on this morning. We're praying, oh God, that you would do surgery in the body of Christ, and God, in the family unit. God, we need you like never before. So we are standing as ambassadors, oh God, that you would be, hear our prayer, and God, that you would answer. God, answer by fire and destroy everything that has caused mankind as well as male, oh God, to lose his place in your kingdom, to lose his position in his home. God, we are praying this morning that you would break and destroy the hand of the enemy. God, don't just break the hand of the enemy, but destroy the hand of the enemy that have caused our men to be distracted, to be deceived, oh God, to cause their lives to be on a case, oh God, a path of destruction. We pray, oh God, this morning for men everywhere. The man that, God, you have put in the position to be the head, oh God, this morning we are praying for him. We're praying, oh God, that he would find his place back to you like never before. We're praying for those that are saved as well as those that are unsaved, oh God. We're praying for the man, oh God, that should be in his rightful position, oh God, and be the household
strength, oh God, that he would rise up and teach his children how to love you with their whole heart, that he would be an example to his wife and be a warrior in prayer. God, we are praying this morning that you would destroy the hand of the enemy that has kept the man silent, oh God, in his position on the earth as well as his position in the spirit. God, we say this morning that you would have mercy and destroy, oh God, every hand, every enemy, every imp, oh God, everything that has come against your man, the man that you made in your own image. Oh God, we ask that you would destroy the hand of the enemy that has come against him. And then God, we pray for the woman, oh God, that wife that walks beside him, that mother, oh God, that nurtures her children. We pray, oh God, for that sister, that aunt, that woman, oh God, in the family unit. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on her, that you would teach her your ways, oh God, that you would help her to be who you have called her to be, that she's not to be ahead of the husband, but God, that she's supposed to walk beside the husband, oh God, that she don't have to take on the responsibility of the family, but God, that she would be the helpmate, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for every woman, oh God, that she would get in her divine place in the family unit. Oh God, whether she is a married woman or a single woman, God, we need you in every area of our lives, in our family unit, oh God. And then God, we pray for our children on this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would give them an anointing, oh God, to be obedient children. Anointing, oh God, that they will hear the voice of their parents, oh God, and obey. Oh God, that they will be children, oh God, that will hear the voice of their father and their mother, oh God, and learn the ways of Christ. God, this morning we are praying for the family unit, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would deal with us, oh God, that you would anoint us, oh God. So God, this morning we are asking for a double anointing, oh God, that God, we would be not only a unit in the natural, oh God, but we'll be a unit in the spirit, oh God, that we need the double anointing, anointing, oh God, to walk holy and righteous as a family, oh God, anointing, oh God, to be a family of the body, within the body of Christ. God, we are praying, oh God, that you would release your anointing, that God, you would sweep, oh God, and cleanse out everything in the family unit that's not like you. And then, God, that you would cause us, oh God, even in the breaking, in the destroying, oh God, of our old habits and our old ways, oh God, so that we can be who you have called us and created us to be on this morning. God, we are praying this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, when we've become distracted, oh God, with everything on the outside of our homes, oh God, and we didn't nurture the things on the inside of our homes. Forgive us, oh God, if we became so distracted and we fell in love with things and people on the outside of our family, oh God, that we listened to the voice and the decisions of those that are on the outside of the home, and God, not listening to what's going on in the inside. And so, God, we see that we have raised children that are disobedient, husbands, oh God, that have become so distracted, oh God, with the pleasures of this world, women, oh God, that have gotten outside of their own home, oh God, oh God, and made a career more important than raising their children. God, we confess that we may have done some things wrong. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would meet us where we are, oh God. We confess that we are broken and we need you, oh God. We need you like never before, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. We're asking you, oh God, that you be the voice that we listen to, that you would tickle our ears, oh God, and God, that you would turn our hearts, that you would help us, oh God, to get in the place in which you are calling us to be, oh God, that we won't go out, oh God, if you told us to stay in, oh God, and then when we go out, oh God, that we will be ready, oh God, and protected, oh God, to do what you have called us to do in this last and evil day. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint us, oh God, help us, oh God, teach us, oh God, revive us, revive the family unit back, oh God, to the place in which you have created it. Restore us back, oh God. Renew our minds, oh God, so we think like we ought to think. Oh God, so we're asking this morning that you would bind the mind, our minds to the mind of Christ. Bind that father, that husband, oh God, his mind to the mind of Christ this morning. Bind that wife, oh God, and her children. Help her, oh God, to be a teacher even in the home of you and of Christ, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us not to rush out, oh God, until you have told us to. Help us not to listen to the voice of the enemy, not to be tricked, oh God, by a stimulus check, not, oh God, to get distracted, oh God, and deceived by the enemy, oh God, for we realize that he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Help us, oh God, not to be caught up, oh God, in the enemy's trap, oh God, where we become destroyed. But God, this morning we are praying for wisdom and knowledge, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would help us, oh God. We realize we got to learn all over again, learn how to sit still, learn how to hear your voice, learn how to submit to your will, oh God. And so this morning we are crying out to you, oh God, that you would be our great God, that you would be our holy God, that you would be our powerful God in this hour and during this space and time, oh God, and that we will submit to your sovereignty, your holiness, and your righteousness. Oh God, that we would learn how to cut off the voice of the enemy and to hear your voice, oh God, to read your word, to study, oh God, your will that's found in your word. Teach us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be who you have called us to be in this hour and during this time. We need you like never before. And so, God, this morning we lift up families. We ask, oh God, that you would go in the homes, oh God, and you would break and destroy the hand of the enemy of abuse. We pray, oh God, and we come against domestic violence. We ask, oh God, that you would be God, that you would destroy that spirit that would dare come in the homes of your people, that would dare come in the homes, oh God, of our young people and our old. We pray, oh God, that you have called us to shelter in place. Now, God, we ask that you would destroy that violent spirit that has come in our homes, oh God. Oh God, to steal, kill, and destroy. Deal with us, oh God, as your humans. Oh God, we have a position and a place, oh God. And yet, God, we have stepped outside of our place. We want to be in control, and yet, God, you are in control. We want to be, oh, God, the head, and yet, God, you are our head. So, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for the homes that are saved and the homes, oh, God, that need to be saved, that, God, you would be the potent, oh, God, that you would destroy the hand of the enemy when it comes to domestic violence, that you would teach, oh, God, the men and the women your ways and your standards, oh, God, that you would protect children that have been abused. And then, God, those that have been neglected, we pray, oh, God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, that you would be the protector during this hour. We pray, oh, God, that you would teach us, oh, God, teach us as a family how to love each other, oh, God, unconditionally. Teach us, oh, God, how to be forgiven towards each other. Oh, God, we ask this morning, as we are sheltering in place, oh God, that you would be God. Stand up, oh God, in our families, and God be God. Help us, oh God. We are willing, oh God, to learn all over again. We're willing, oh God, to learn, oh God. So we're asking you, oh God, that you would teach us. Teach the man how to be a man. Teach the woman how to be a woman and a wife. Teach the children, oh God, how to obey their parents and not to abuse their parents. We come against the spirit of abuse on this morning. And God, we ask that your kingdom would come and your will would be done. We pray, oh God, for senior citizens that might be subjected to the hand of abuse. We pray, oh God, for women that might be subjected to the hand of domestic violence. And we pray, oh God, for our children who may be subjected to the hand of abuse by their parents. Oh God, and your siblings on this morning, we pray for your mercy, oh God. We need you like never before. We realize, oh God, that this is not a pandemic or a virus that has taken you by surprise. And so, God, we say we are hearing and listening for your voice and your direction. Help us, oh God, to get it right. Help us, oh God, to change our ways. Heal us, oh God, from all of our unrighteousness and abuse. Oh God, we have become abusers. We are abusers of addictions. We're abusers of alcohol. We're abusers of drugs. We're abusers of each other. And we need you like never before.
Thank
Help
you,
us,
Lord.
Dear God, to be who you called us to be in this last and evil day. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship him this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
God, we honor you. We lift you up this morning, God. We exalt your name on high.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. From the rising
you,
of the
Lord.
Sun to the setting of the same, the name
you,
of the Lord
Jesus.
Is worthy to be praised. God, we celebrate you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for your works towards the children of men,
Jesus.
God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Great is the
Jesus.
Lord and great to be praised. In the city
Jesus.
Of our God, in the mountain of his holiness.
Hallelujah.
God, you're beautiful for situation, the joy of this whole world.
Hallelujah.
It's Mount Zion on the side of the city of the great King, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, we need you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We worship you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God,
thank
great
you,
is your faithfulness unto us. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
Lord.
You. Thank
you.
Lord. Thank you for your protection, God. Thank
Jesus.
You for your mercies. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God, we honor you this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
We give you praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you're the
thank
worthy
you,
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
my
you,
God,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise
thank
the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we honor you this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God,
hallelujah.
We bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God,
thank
we
you.
Bless you today, oh, God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
Lord. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh God. Oh God, we give you praise today. Oh God, we magnify your name this morning. Oh God, we thank you for this truly is
thank
the day
you,
that you have made, oh God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And we come, oh God, before your throne of grace this morning, God, seeking your will, God, and seeking your way. Father, we cry out to you this morning, God, for wisdom and guidance, God, and direction. Father, I thank you for your word declares that the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. And God, your word declares that you take delight in his ways. So God, we are asking you this morning, God, show us, oh God, the path that you have preordained. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh God, show us the way, God, that we should take. Father, we praise you, God, because we believe, oh God, that in this hour, oh God, that you are doing great and mighty things, time and harvest, oh God. And so we're asking you, God, for discernment that in this hour, oh God, that we do not fail you, Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for sensitivity, oh God, in the spirit that, oh God, we pray for an ear to hear. God, we thank you, oh God, that you would even make us like the sons of Issachar, oh God, for they were able to discern the seasons. And so, Father, I pray in this hour, God, that we're able to discern what to do when. God, thank you, oh God, for the souls, oh God, that you are calling into the kingdom for such a time as this. And we thank you for the laborers, oh God, that you have made ready, oh God, to go out, oh God, into the vineyard. Father, I pray for our minds. Father, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help us, oh God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh God, that we'll be able to recognize every trick and every lie. God, let us be behind, oh God, what's not being said. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that our feet have, oh God, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Father, I pray. praise you, oh God, for ministries everywhere. Oh God, that you began, Lord God, to speak to your senior leaders, God, and give them, oh God, insight on what to do in this hour. Oh God, show them the way to take. God, show them, oh God, what is your will, oh God. Oh God, that we not be bound, oh God, to the times, but Lord, God, that we be sensitive to your voice, that we be able to discern the difference, oh God, between the instructions of man and the counsel of heaven. Father, I pray for divine counsel and divine insight. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would overshadow, Father, for we believe, oh God, that without you we would surely be able to do nothing. And God, we want to do whatever you have called us to do. And so, God, we confess we don't know what to do. Oh God, let us ask of God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and he would give to all men liberally and upbraid him not. I think that you won't withhold your wisdom from us. Oh God, we're praying for ideas. We're praying, God, for strategies. We're praying for insight. We're praying for illumination. We're praying this morning, God. Oh God, that we'll do it your way and not our way. Oh God, that we'll do whatever you say. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for those, oh God, that you have called, oh God, to walk with us in this season. Oh God, that you would strengthen them even the more. Oh God, that you'll give them what to do. Father, for your word declares that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And so we thank you, oh God, Lord God, for the laborers in this hour. Oh God, hallelujah, that advance the kingdom. We're praying for kingdom advancement. We're praying for kingdom breakthrough. We're praying, Lord God, that your kingdom is being established in the earth in this hour. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that we not be distracted by the cares of life. For your word declares, oh God, that we're not to be entangled, that we might please him who called us. And so, Father, in this hour, we want to make our calling and election sure. We want to make it sure, hallelujah. We want to make sure, God, that we're standing firmly. Oh, God, that we're doing whatever you say. And, Father, we ask you to forgive us, God, if we've operated outside of your will. Forgive us, God, for everything, God, that we've aborted. God, not knowing, God, forgive us, God, when we've operated in ignorance. Forgive us, oh, God, when we've injured others. Forgive us, God, when we fail to do what you have commissioned us to do. Forgive us, oh God, and God, show us your perfect way, Lord. Show us what we are to do, Father. We're crying out this morning, God, oh God, for kingdom's sake, for we say not our will, but your will be done, oh God, that we not fail you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and doing the thing that you called us to do, we pray, oh God, even for the equipping, we pray, oh God, even for obedience, we pray for steadfastness, oh God, that we are steadfast in the things of God. Oh God, we ask you for help. Oh God, help us. Help us, oh God, in our mind. Oh God, to hold fast. Help us in our emotions. Oh God, to hold on and to do your will. Oh God, it is our desire to please you. Oh God, to do what you say and nothing else. So God, show us. And we pray, God, if we've offended any soul, Father, that you would forgive us. God, wash us of every offense. Cleanse us, oh God, from blood guiltiness. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father, we choose to forgive those who have wounded our spirit. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for harmony and unity in the body of Christ. We pray for oneness, one mind and one spirit. Oh God, that we might do your will. God, that men might see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Oh God, that men might see the love that we have one for another and know that we are your disciples. And so, Father, we pray, God, concerning your perfect love that casts out fear. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that perfect love, oh, God, that redeemed us. Oh, God, while we were yet enemies to the cross, that perfect love. Oh, God, that matures us and develops us and makes us, oh, God, into the vessels that you created us to be. We you have, oh God, that we would be demonstrators of that love. And God, even you said in your word, it is with loving kindness that I draw you. And so that love, God, would cause us to draw men and women, oh God, to you. Oh God, this is our sole purpose for living. This is our sole purpose for being. Oh God, that we might do your will. Oh God, and we thank you because we believe by faith. Oh God, that you are increasing. Oh God, in the God, us in wisdom. Oh God, we thank you that your word already lets us know that long shall be our days in the earth if we bind the word of God to our neck. For you said in your word, long life shall it satisfy us. And so we thank you for long life. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that in it, oh God, that we not waste time. And so, Lord, right now, show us, oh God, the places that we're to shake the dust from our feet. Show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what we've been called to do, oh God, and what we've not been called to do. Show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the skill and the anointing that you have placed in our hands. And Father, that you would show us, God, how, oh God, to orchestrate and to move and how to direct in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you are surely having your way in us. We thank you, God, that you are surely, God, having your way through us. We thank you, Lord, that you are being glorified, Father. And we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that even in the face of this pandemic, even in this time, oh God, when men's hearts are failing them for fear, oh God, thank you, Lord, for the expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. Father God, that we be not so caught up, oh God, in that, God, that we miss your voice. Father, I praise you right now, for you've already declared in your word that none of these plagues shall come nigh our dwelling. And so, Father, I pray, help us, oh, God, to know, God, and to discern and to understand. Help us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said your word will be written in our hearts. Oh, God, you said that we'll have no need that any man teach us, but, God, that you'll put your word in us. Oh, God, and so we're praying now, God, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, oh, God, that you have left to be our teacher and our comforter. Oh, God, that you have left in this earth, oh, God, to show us. And so we invite the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that it will bring discipline into our spirit, man. Father, that we'll be able to recognize the instructions of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes. Oh, come on, let's just give him a praise as we receive his outpouring for the word of man that in the last days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Hallelujah.
And
thank
your
you,
sons
Lord.
And your daughters shall prophesy.
Hallelujah.
He has already told
yes,
us
Lord.
That he's going to pour it out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the mighty outpouring.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that he's pouring out wisdom. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, that he touches our minds. Oh, God, that our minds do not be so overcome with the things that are in the earth. Oh, that we forget that God is giving us directives every day. So, hallelujah.
Thank
that we
you,
say
Jesus.
To him, give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for
you,
daily
Lord.
Directives.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That we don't shut God's voice out. Hallelujah. Because we're so concerned about what's on the news. We don't want to shut you out, God. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, for you said my sheep know my voice. Thank you, Lord, that our ears are attentive, God, to your direction. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
For the word of the Lord lets us know if we have hope in this world alone that we're like most men are miserable. If this is the only place that we're seeking our counsel is from men. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. We're limited, but God is unlimited. He knows the ending from the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. All things are in him. He is the God that reveals. He is the God that makes known. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You for wisdom that is from above, not earthly wisdom, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. But the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. That sees beyond this day and gives us instructions on how to plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is that God. He is that God. He never ceases to be that God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the God that we pray to, the God of all wisdom, the God is that is unlimited in knowledge. Hallelujah, Jesus. The omnipresent God, the omniscient one. Oh, my God, the God that is everywhere all at the same time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the one that sees the end from the beginning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That saw this time before this time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we must never forget him. We must never forget to seek his counsel. We must set our mind on the fact that that's who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when we go to him, hallelujah, he will instruct. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will encourage your hearts. Hallelujah. And he will remind you that I am with you always, even until the end of this age. And he'll remind you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It will not prosper. Hallelujah. But he gives you victory in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when things are difficult, God still gives us victory. Hallelujah. Sometimes we've got to fight through some things. Hallelujah, Jesus. To be able to hold fast to the victory that's already been released in him. But if you just trust him, trust God in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of when men's hearts are failing them for fear, and you're resting in the God of your salvation because he told you to come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's the God that gives you rest in times like this. We don't toil, but we rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We rest in the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name.
Hallelujah. 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 When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. Hallelujah.
Man.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God is raising up his standard. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Against our enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we magnify you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, God. Ah, Jesus.
Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And dear sorrow as one who has no hope.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ha, huh? Jesus. Ha, huh? Thank you, Lord. For God, take care of us. Hallelujah. Jesus.
I thank him for his restoration. This is surely the time of restoration. I believe it by faith. God is coming to restore us. Hallelujah. My God. So much has happened during this time of the pandemic, and we don't even realize some of the stuff that we lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But there needs to be restoration in our spirit man, in our mind. Thank you, Lord. Because this was a hard hit, even for the believer. And God is restoring us, building us back up. Thank you, Lord, in our expectation of him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, I bless the Lord for this time of prayer. I pray that it has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. Praise the Lord. And that you go through this day with the Spirit of God continuing to hover over you, and that you're continuing to pray for those who may be in discouragement. Continue to pray because it is well. God is with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we bless him for his mighty outpour in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, again, this concludes the time of our intercessory prayer. We will connect with those of you that will join us on next week. God bless you and go in peace.
Go in peace. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you.